The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We will be tackling the really thorny questions on the show between now and 7 o'clock. Like whether you should buy your pet a Christmas present and do you tip the bin man? Noel Rock, former Fine Gael TD. Do you tip the bin man at Christmas?
Not me. No, my grandparents used to. I don't really meet the people who do the bins. They do them about 7 a.m. So
Anyway, listen, it is a thing. People do it. We're going to be speaking to somebody who sellotapes a 50 to the bin. In the final week before Christmas.
Is this what we're saying I should do?
Listen, Noel, I'm not saying that's why the recent election tilt was unsuccessful, but it couldn't have hurt it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I'm not sure actually bribing the
electorate.
Indeed,
that's another conversation. Sellotape a leaflet and a 50 to the bin, maybe.
Maybe. So listen, the first day of the Dáil today, and a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking about what actually went on and at Leinster House and Verona Murphy and everything else. But did it bring back memories for you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So I popped in on the way here just to kind of soak up the atmosphere and the colour and the flavour of it all. You know, it's a big day. And it was a big day in my life and a very memorable day, the first day of the Dáil. You know, for your supporters, for your friends, for your family, it's a proud achievement. And for many people in politics, you know, it's the crowning kind of pinnacle of their careers. An awful lot of work goes into running for election. An awful lot of work goes into getting votes and support and trust of people. And for many people, you know, you toil in the vineyard for years, if not decades. Mm. I am thinking of one councillor who's now a TD in particular for Fine Gael, Willie Aird, who was a councillor for, I think, 39 years in Laois. And today officially sits down in his seat in the Dáil today for the first time. And that's a cool achievement, you know, and I think we should all reflect on that, regardless of party. You know, if you're a new Sinn Féin deputy, if you're a new Social Democrats deputy, if you're a new Fine Gael deputy, it's an exciting and humbling day.
Well, we actually heard from some of the first-time TDs a little bit earlier today, speaking to Jessica Woodlock, our reporter. They were sharing the advice they had been given.
Never forget where you came from. Never forget the people that gave you this opportunity and just enjoy the experience.
Do a lot of listening, do a lot of learning, a lot of observing and, you know, in time make your interventions and make your voice heard.
Go at a steady pace, learn the job well and most importantly, listen.
Taking up the cudgel from Sean Sherlock. Sean's advice was tip your hat at Thomas Davis when you go in and you'll do just fine. And to go in, take your seat and be very proud of the fact that you're now a Chuck the Dáil.
Can you, Noel, remember the advice you were given before going in?
Tip the bin man. No. One piece of advice that I was given after, and I wish I had been given before, was to be patient and be calm and not be too overambitious about things.
Okay.
I think sometimes politicians can be too political at times and the elbows can be a bit too sharp at times. And I think actually as a first-term TD, you're well served. And I think I heard someone say it there, to listen more than talk.
And how much did you know about the workings of the Dáil before you went in?
In terms of procedure, etc., like, it's a whole new world for an awful lot of people. Now, I would have had the benefit of working in the Oireachtas in advance of being a TD, so I was familiar with the procedures and the protocols and the processes. However, for a lot of people, some of the people who are elected for the first time to anything today.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't even on the council, for example, so they wouldn't necessarily be familiar with how do you get speaking time? How do you put down a motion? How do you change policy? How do you get involved in the programme for government negotiations, for example? All of these things. And so, yeah, there is a bit of orientation that takes place and a bit of a first day of school vibe around the place today, because people literally need to learn, how do you physically get into the Dáil? What door do I use? Will the doorman stop me?
Where's the toilets?
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
So all of these things. So there is a real, you know, a first day of college, first day of school type of feel around the place today.
Mm.
But you bed in very quickly and you get to know the place very quickly. And the reality is, you know, politicians are people and it is a workplace like any other. So you get a laptop on your first day, you get a set of directions for where to find things, etc., etc.
Well, the work has already started because Cathal Crowe is on the line, the Fianna Fáil TD for Clare, who has a vote, I understand, in about 10 minutes time. So, Cathal, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak to us. For your first day in the Dáil, did it feel like the first day of school, as Noel describes it?
Yeah, it very much did. There's signs all over the place. I'm here in the foyer of Leinster House at the moment, and there's signs telling people where the bathrooms are and where the offices are and everything else in between. Just as I was waiting to come in there, a new TD, I won't say who, came into this foyer just asking where was the bathroom, and someone pointed to the sign. So it's very much got that first day of school feel to it. All TDs get an induction pack as well on top of what Noel has described. It's quite disappointing because induction pack was at the beginning of my college days, and there was a lot of exciting stuff in there. We won't even get into it on air. You certainly don't get any paraphernalia.
We seem to have lost Carl. We might get him on a better line there, but I think confirmation there are no prophylactics in the Dáil induction pack. Noel Rock, can you back that up?
I certainly can, yeah. I don't recall what came in our college induction pack, but it sounds like Carl's was far more exciting than mine anyway.
So who did you bring with you, Noel, on the day?
I brought my grandparents in, I brought my partner in, I brought my auntie in, and you know, sometimes, you know, I alluded to it earlier, like it is a job like any other, but you kind of need to pause and look around and smell the roses as well. You know, while it is a job for me, for people around me, my grandparents had never been in the Dáil before. So they got to go in for the first time, age 72 on that day, and we got to sit down, have lunch, take a few photos. That's a big moment for people, you know.
And does everybody today have the opportunity to bring people along, or are there kind of, because the public gallery is kind of a limited area?
So the public gallery itself is a limited area because there's a limited number of seats up there. So generally speaking, there'd be allocated passes for the day in that respect. Normally it would be for people who are either speaking or standing for something. So for example, Mary Lou McDonald would have been nominated for Taoiseach today, I believe. She would have got some passes for her family if she so wished. There are four candidates for Ciarán Cóirle today. They would have got passes for the gallery if they so wished, etc, etc. There isn't really a full Taoiseach election taking place today, so it wouldn't necessarily be as in demand as it would be on a day a Taoiseach was going to be elected. But I would have spoken on the first day, so I nominated Enda Kenny as Taoiseach on my first day.
Was that nerve-wracking?
It was absolutely terrifying, I won't lie to you. So the convention at the time was that the youngest TD of the Fine Gael party of the day would nominate the Taoiseach. So in 2011 it was Simon Harris nominating Enda Kenny. In 2016 it was me nominating Enda Kenny. And yes, it was absolutely terrifying. I obviously pre-wrote the speech and pre-planned the speech in advance, but even just the basic thing of when do you stand on your feet? When do you rise to your feet to give the speech? Because nobody's really giving you like a verbal cue or an audio cue like they are on radio, for example. So you kind of have to guess it to a certain extent. And you kind of worry someone's going to say, oh, no, don't stand up now, actually sit down. You've done it at the wrong time here. But it all went smoothly enough. And in the end, I ended up nominating him four times, sure. So it was kind of, it's kind of routine.
Fourth time lucky. Cathal Crowe is back with us. The first time you took to your feet in the Dáil, were you nervous?
Yeah, absolutely. Similar to Noel. And I think that, look, generally people who are elected to Dáil Éireann, many of them have served in local authorities. They're generally people who've been used to public speaking, but it's quite different to rise to your feet on the floor of National Parliament to deliver a speech, having it impactful. So I remember all the maiden speeches. If you looked down, there were knees knocking like jelly. but it's, once you get the first speech out of the way, things get going pretty quickly. And it's really got a sense of down to business here today, because the election of Ciarán Cóirle took place earlier with Verona Murphy. She just took the chair there in the last 40 minutes. And now the nominations of Taoiseach are being dealt with. Shortly after that, they're going to deal with setting out the agenda for early January. We would hope when we go back in January that negotiations at the point will have gathered some pace and that we'll be in a position to actually elect a Taoiseach and form a government. So that's kind of where the focus is at this evening. Negotiations are continuing. But definitely there's a kind of a, there's a bit of pageantry today. There's a bit of pomp and ceremony. It's a fabulous day for families. And just as Noel has said, we do get passes, but what many of us who are returning to office have done is we've passed on those visitor passes to other TDs who are newly elected so that their families can be here to savour that special moment here today. It only comes around once, and it's something that, particularly for children and spouses, they'll never forget.
It's probably when you experience, or when you see people experiencing it for the first time today, Cathal, as well, I'd imagine on some level it kind of reminds you of the privilege of the job, because no matter what your job is, to a degree you get used to the kind of the surroundings and the trappings of it. And when you see kind of people maybe kind of wide-eyed wandering around Leinster House looking for the bathrooms or whatever it is, it reminds you kind of the gravitas of the job, does it?
Yeah, it's an incredibly special chamber. It's a very historic building. Away from politics, I love my history. And I'm sure many people have seen, you know, those beautifully colourised photos. The Old Ireland in Colour books are out again this Christmas. I'm not plugging them, by the way. But I did see a picture in that last year of the Dáil Chamber in 1922. It was Michael Collins that chose the Dáil Chamber for it to be the seat of Parliament. The Dáil Chamber has changed very, very little in that time. The colour of the carpet, the furnishings, everything's the very same as it would have been 102 years ago. It's very special when you walk in there. It's the site of some very historic debates, some joyous moments in our state history, some pretty gloomy days as well. But when you enter the doors of the Dáil Chamber and when you walk around that upper atrium before taking your seat, there's about a dozen busts that surround that chamber. These are the colossus, I suppose, of Irish politics back the years. You've Cathal Brua, you've oh, you name them. You've every kind of statesman. But we've a lack of women actually there. However, we do have Countess Markovic as you come into the main Leinster House building. But you're very much conscious that you're sitting on the shoulders of giants. This is Parliament. The seats we hold are only temporary. We're only the current custodians of these seats. Democracy runs in cycles. And those who are elected here today, you know, we'll all be back on the political gallows again, probably in 4.5, 5 years' time. Some of us will be back again, some of us won't.
Yeah, actually, on that, someone who won't be back campaigning in 5 years' time because their seat is guaranteed is Verona Murphy, the new Cancorda. And we're going to be speaking to your colleague, your Fianna Fáil colleague, Malcolm Byrne, after 5 o'clock. He's got misgivings about her. So I know you've got this vote to get to, so that's why I want to ask you about it before you go. I mean, have you misgivings, particularly about these comments she made on South East Radio where she said, being the job of Cancorda, it's a great gig because you can lobby all of those ministers, those senior cabinet ministers directly. You've got great access to them.
Well, first of all, I didn't hear that comment, so I need time to digest that. Look, I think she's capable. I have seen her in action. I've served beside her for the last 5 years. She is capable, and I think she'll do a really good job. She's already in the chair there at the moment as we speak. She's just called her first vote of the 34th Dáil. She will do a good job, and I think what we're seeing is a maturing of politics. 5 years ago, when I took up my seat for the first time, nobody could have dreamt that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would do business together, would form a coalition. They did, and we worked well with the Greens. A new coalition will now be formed, and we've all had to overstretch where we might have traditionally seen politics in our minds. And you would have a lot of people today from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voting for Verona Murphy in the spirit of the collegiality we're seeking to foster with rural independence. I hope those talks with Fine Gael and rural independence can now progress even further over the next 2-3 weeks or so. And hopefully when we all come back through these doors in January, we'll be actually electing a Taoiseach and a government that day. And Ireland needs stability. It needs it to happen quite quickly. And yes, the programme for government is such an important document. It can't be rushed either. So it's going to take time, but hopefully the early new year will bring that good news.
Noel, I mean, Micheál Martin and Fine Gael as well, they wouldn't have backed Verona Murphy if this wasn't as good as a done deal, really, would they?
Yeah, so it seemed to me. Like, I mean, you're effectively changing the Dáil arithmetic by electing Verona Murphy to this position. So it would seem like a deal is within striking distance. I think we need to be realistic about that.
Do you know where to sit on day one? Or how do you know where to sit?
Yeah, yeah, you got a season chart.
The Taoiseach and the Tánaiste side by side.
In theory, you should get your assigned seats. Now, sometimes people don't necessarily know which seats sitting on day one.
Is there a bit of jockeying? Do people, like, you know when you go in early to a wedding and you see who you're sitting beside and you start to move the place names around, you think, yes, I'm not sitting beside Noel, I'll move Noel over there.
Yeah, sure, everyone says that about me, of course, Kieran, as you can imagine.
No, but do people do it? Are there kind of the particularly ambitious TDs who think, you know what, the camera's going to be on the Taoiseach and Tánaiste, and if I'm sitting just over their shoulder,
kind of the donutting effect to a certain extent.
Like there is an element of that. Ardesh thing,
people really on nomination day, I remember, because it would have got a lot of news coverage of me nominating the Taoiseach, and obviously the Taoiseach himself.
People want to sit around you.
Exactly. So yeah, you're never more popular than a day when you're going to get coverage for something. Yeah.
So it kind of, is there a period after which the kind of the novelty wears off? I'm sure it does. But are there moments during the term of the Dáil where you're reminded, like Cathal would have been reminded today, of kind of the weight of the position and the power you hold?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, look, many days it's a job like any other, but in many other ways, Cathal's absolutely right to set the scene and the gravity of it all, because, you know, politicians come and go, even parties come and go. But Parliament and democracy is going to be a lasting thing. And ultimately, as one person I met today put it, you know, no matter what happens to you in the rest of your life, it's most likely that if people are giving a one-line summary of you, either in politics or after politics, it's going to be Noel Rock was a TD. And so that's going to follow you around forever. So you're kind of conscious of the weight of that, and that everything you do and everything you say kind of has something attached to it, and that you need to kind of hold yourself accordingly.
How much of the actual work happens in the Dáil chamber? Or let's say you go in as a backbencher and in your constituency, someone is getting in touch to say, you know, Noel, I've got a kind of a child on a waiting list and they're waiting for 5 years. Or Noel, these lights are out in this kind of lane off the Ballymun Road where I'm living and I want it fixed. You know, when you're a TD, do you get kind of a blueprint? Does somebody offer you advice as to how you kind of follow up these queries as a TD, or just have to kind of feel it out yourself?
A lot of it is helped by experience, because you probably have been a councillor for a little while beforehand, so you have a feel for the constituency query side of it, which is about 80% of the work in reality. Like, a lot of, and I think people are sometimes surprised and sometimes disappointed to hear this, there's relatively little of your work involved in drafting legislation, for example. You know, I tried to as a backbencher, and I think I introduced 5 bills as a backbencher on things like, you know, renters' rights or rent being recognised as a replacement for a deposit in a mortgage or ticket touting or e-scooters, etc., etc. But you have to do that yourself, if you know what I mean. You have to kind of force yourself to do that work. The constituency reps are always going to come in, and that's your inbox, and you're always dealing with that. So if you don't set aside time in your day, nobody's going to tell you to do it, if you know what I mean. So
yeah, is that one of the things that maybe people have a misconception about before they go in? They tend to think, I'm going to be in here now drafting new laws.
Yeah, I think so. And if you're not careful, you can be just overwhelmed by the inbox and by the things that you kind of have to deal with because they're time sensitive and because individual queries are important about the lights on the Ballymun Road and so on and so forth, and like housing queries, etc. But ultimately, you are elected to be a legislator, so you do need to be careful to set a little bit of time aside to that in terms of what can I fix? What can I achieve? What legislation can I introduce? What legislation can I get support for? Because ultimately, it does take a long time from drafting to implementation for a piece of legislation to actually be passed. So, you know, I think we have a lot of thoughtful people in the Dáil there today, and I wish them all in every party very well in terms of getting that legislation done.
Yeah, we wish them all well. Noel, I wish you a happy Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, thanks a million for coming in to us. Noel Rock, former Fine Gael TD. As he says, he'll always be a former Fine Gael. That's it. It'll follow you around for the rest of your life. Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD as well for Clare. Cathal, thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.